Does your marker back off now.
Easy.
I'll just chance putting the shovel on next.
Careful.
Easy does it there now.
You're not normally so anxious to get your hands on a shovel, Jerry.
Buckaroo! For goodness sake.
This was level 3. Level 3, Leo. Jeez, I got the hang of this already. What? Super Mario, eat your freaking heart out.
Would you keep it down over there, Taoiseach? What do I do now, little Mickey? Do I keep tapping the screen? Do I like it?
You have to throw the angry board at that thing over there, Mick. That's it. That's a good one now.
Buckaroo again!
Connect 4! I've done it! Connect 4!
Deputy Wallace, yeah!
Listen, Count Carla, this place is a joke. We play games in here.
Two fat ladies, baby!
Well, you know what? Sometimes those games lead to an unfair distribution of justice.
Red again. The house wins.
Sometimes they lead to people losing their lives.
Ah, fake it, Leo. How many lives have I left now?
You're down to just 2, Taoiseach.
Oh, I wish that long-haired fella in the raggy jeans would just keep it down a bit. I can't concentrate on rescuing Princess Peach.
30 seconds remaining, Deputy Wallace. We see our politicians circle the wagons. We see our police force circle the wagons.
Wagons!
Do what it takes to hide the truth. Cover up what we don't want to see.
Was it Mrs. Peacock with the dagger in the drawing room?
It's time for you to go on, Minister, and bring the Commissioner with you.
Well done, Deputy Wallace.
Thanks, sir.
The highest word score there was, let me see, well, it was 28.
Oh, brilliant.
For getting the X in Wexford on a double letter score.
Lovely.
So well done, you.
I'd never beat you in it, though, Alan. You're the best.
Of course, I'm more of a blood sports man myself.
Come
Mick.
On. Host for pints. Donkey Kong champion.
How are you doing? I'm Dave Fanning, and this weekend is all about movies, Hollywood, Uncle Oscar, and so on, because it's that time again for the Academy Awards. Look over there, it's my reflection in the mirror. Who, what? Yeah, best looks to you two, who bought my soul in 1985. Now, throughout today's show, we'll be introducing the nominees for Best Picture. Sandra Bullock got lost in space last year with George Clooney in Gravity, but here's the trailer for that other blockbuster and our first nominated movie, Charity. Thanks, see ya. Good luck, yeah.
In a place where no one can hear your salary, Angela Cairns is one woman floating alone, miles above reproach from public accounts committees, looking down on all of us.
So, Angela, how are you finding conditions up here? You gotten used to floating in zero charity?
It's really amazing. I still can't get over how a charity scratch card sold in these conditions can contribute such an incredibly small amount of money back to the disabled.
Look, I know you've been spending some time in rehab. Happens to the best of us.
It's so liberating.
But where the sky is the limit, tragedy strikes.
Angela, Rehab Mission Control says you have a massive media storm headed right for you. You must detach.
I cannot reveal my actual salary. I repeat, I cannot reveal my actual
Angela,
salary.
Angela, you are right in its path. You must detach or it's going to hit you.
I've given up my bonus.
Angela, you're going to go. It's going to hit you. Angela!
Witness one woman's terrifying journey as she crashes back to Earth.
Your G-force level is shocking, Angela. I mean, 240 Gs a year, while the minions at ground control had to take pay cuts.
I do an incredibly challenging job, Mary Lou. I have to travel a lot. I'm competing with the private sector. Can anyone hear me?
You're making more than Obama.
I'm a private citizen. I don't deserve this. You won't stop until you put me in a rehab coffin.
The coffin's put together for rehab by your brother's company. That's a nice contract.
Is there anyone out there?
One of the most expensive, elaborate, and fantastical stories you'll see this year, from award-winning director Alfonso Cuarón, Charity.
I hope you can spend as long as you possibly can up here, Angela. Sure is beautiful. Good luck.
So there you have it. It's Germany, Poland, Scotland, Georgia and Gibraltar. I'm genuinely excited, Roy. I think we've got a real chance.
Ah, come off it. We haven't got hope in hell, Martin.
Why not, Roy? The first two teams qualify. The third goes into a playoff. Even we can't mess this one up.
Oh, well, crap, Martin. We're flat.
I know, but just don't say that to the media.
Don't worry. I don't say a word to the Irish media. They don't pay me enough. I just let ITV know when the time is right, okay?
What new players have we found?
I've just spent the last 6 months up and down the motorways of England looking for players and look who I came up with. Daryl Murphy.
Sorry, who?
Exactly. Used to play for me at Sunderland and Ipswich. He's 30 now. Plays for Ipswich. He's all I could find, literally.
F.A.I., Roy. Find an Irish man. Anyone. Mm. Someone with a granny or an Irish wolfhound or who drank a pint of Guinness on St. Patrick's Day. Oh. Somebody with red hair. Any player with an Irish name. Anyone at all.
Well, like who?
You know? How about Michael Carrick?
You're joking me, Matson. He plays for United. He's not good enough to play for Ireland. He's too flat. He's no sense of urgency.
What about his wife? You can't say a footballer's wife is flat.
No.
Maybe she could play for us.
Maybe she could play for United.
What are we going to do here, Roy? Qualifiers are just 6 months away.
I don't know.
What about getting onto that gobby Cork boy who walked out on his country?
What exactly are you insinuating, Martin?
I'm talking about Stephen Ireland, not you, Roy.
All right, yeah. We're not that desperate, though, are we, Martin?
Oh, yes, we are, Roy. Yes, we are.
Hello and welcome to 6-1. I'm Dobbo and this is the always stylish Sharon E. Violetron.
Gamanadiv Galaire.
Please, Sharon, language, though after the week you've had, I don't blame you. The headlines tonight: Michael O'Leary announces transatlantic Ryanair flights from as little as €10. However, buses from the airport to New York will take 8 days and cost €1,000.
In Ukraine, the lid has been lifted on the opulent lifestyle of deposed Viktor Yanukovych.
With a zoo, a private lake and a fleet of vintage cars, Yanukovych turned out to be almost as rich as James Riley.
And the Irish Mirror apologises for publishing photographs of a popular news anchor.
Yes, and that is where we begin. Sharon, it's been a most trying week for you.
Engaging human sympathy mode.
Sorry.
I had just finished recharging.
I see.
Sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to Ivan Yates.
The country blue shirt and bankrupt bookie.
On his show on News Talk.
News Talk, of course, where old journalists go to die.
When famous people who make their living having their carefully crafted image beamed into people's houses for an hour every night aren't allowed to completely control how the press betrays them. What is the world coming to?
And those unchivalrous knaves said you look like a dog's dinner. Well, if that's true, get me some pedigree chum.
Compliment detected.
Right, but Sharon, that wasn't your lowest moment this week, was it? Go on.
I went on Joe Duffy.
Oh, Sharon, I mean, how could you? Those people who go on Liveline are so backward they think the internet is the thing you sat before the junior cert came in.
Yes.
Oh, Sharon.
Engaging crying mode.
Oh, don't cry, Sharon. It messes with your circuit boards.
Paparazzi.
Oh, no.
Perverts. Ugg boots.
Sharon.
Error.
Oh, dear.
Porn sites.
Right.
At himself. Perverts. Error. File corrupted.
Somebody call IT. She's crashed again.
Shutting down.
Sharon? Nothing. Actually, before they take her away, one could always... There. That's one for my private collection.
Back. Okay, here we are. Yeah, it's me, Dave, again with the next in our list of Best Picture nominees for Oscar weekend. By the way, you too, Abu, because Bono floated my soul on the stock market in the early 90s. Now, forget about DiCaprio and Scorsese and all those drug-addled, expletive-infused 40-hour tome of a movie. This one is a dead cert for the gong. Here's the trailer for the dystopic view of corporate culture, greed and immorality and all that. It's The Wolf of Doll Street. My name is Michael Noonan. The year I turned 70, I made €2.5 billion in cuts. Which really pissed me off, because I wanted to make €3 billion. Now, it wasn't always this easy. On Black Friday in 2002, we lost 23 seats and I had to step down as party leader. Fast forward 10 years, Enda's on the cover of Time.
The best small country in the world to pose in magazines.
And all the boys were calling me the Wolf of Doll Street. We were having so much fun in the office, we were screwing the taxpayer in the toilet, in the car park, in the off-license, even in their own homes.
Revenue Commission is now taking charge of the property tax.
Then,
now
just for a laugh, we even hired a dwarf and threw him head first into the Department of Public Expenditure.
Yes, indeed, Michael. I will run down every civil servant on Haddington Road if it's
we are making more money than we knew what to do with.
You can't make an omelette without spending €80 million on Irish water.
And we were taking every penny from the little man on the street.
Oh, yeah, you nurses whinging and whining about the $6.49 an hour. Do you want some legal advice? Shut the f*** up.
But there was one question. Was all of this legal? Asher, we make the laws, baby.
The Wolf of Doll Street, based on a shocking true story.
Great, yeah. You're very welcome back to the Today Show. And Dahi here has some stupid item he wanted to bring up that has nothing to do with fashion, depression or how to wire a plug.
Well, Maura, now, lest we forget, 2014 is the centenary of the First World War, would you believe?
I was only talking to Blonde the other day about how BT's and Patrick Street were sold out of espresso capsules. She goes to me, First World Problems, Maura.
I'm talking about the First World War, or the Great War, as it was sometimes...
You mean the Great War between Twink and Linda Martin?
No, I'm talking about the geopolitical disaster.
Oh, I know it. The one where she goes, zip up your Mickey.
Britain and France against Germany, the trenches, millions dead. Pac-Man just did a BBC documentary.
Pac-Man, I loved Pac-Man. They put a computer into one of the tables in Jimmy Sean Pats and Inishmore in 1997.
Jesus.
We'd queue up all day to watch the Pac-Man eating the little Goldsteins around the maze.
For God's sake, Mar, I'm trying to do a serious item here.
Oh, poor Dahi. Talk to Auntie Maura.
I'm changing, Maura. I can no longer stand the confines of light entertainment. My intellectual spirit demands I explore the outer reaches of what's expected of me, of all of us together.
Now,
in this
Dahi, we talked about this. Boring old history programmes are what TG Cahir is for.
But
you only get to do the weather there.
I suppose you're right.
Great.
Next up, Conor Pope gives us another update on how delayed the train is from Dublin to Cork.
And I'll be trying a new spray tan for dogs on the red setter from the bus aeronads.
We'll be back shortly.
Put that Sudoku away, Dahi, will you?
Take us this tear on your Luddite.
Good man.
Right. Yes, come in.
Well, he came out swinging, Big Mickey, huh?
What are you saying, Little Mickey? What are you
Shatter. On about? He came out swinging.
That is not what I asked you here to discuss now. No, sit down, please.
All right.
Not in my chair, for
goodness sake. Jeez, I'm sorry, Big Mickey.
No. Listen, your behaviour of late has been very erratic. Huh? Even Timmy Dooley says we need to address it.
Timmy.
The lads are very concerned about
it. Oh, the lads, is it? Is it not yourself, Big Mickey?
You're losing control of your aura now, Little Mickey.
Maybe if you hadn't put one of your lackeys running in my constituency...
No. Sorry now. That was my decision at all. In fact, it had nothing to do with me whatsoever. I set up a committee to make these decisions.
You put your own secretary up against my own brother in the locals, Mickey.
Don't you forget who made you, Little Mickey.
But I
remember who got you your first suit after pulling you out of the ditch in Cork.
You.
And stopped you from walking on all fours.
You.
Put you on the bloody front bench going forward.
Yes, Big Mickey, I remember.
Don't you forget those things.
I promise I'll behave from now on, Big Mickey.
Yeah, Arab promises. People before politics, a lot done more to do the next steps, blah, blah, blah. We invented bloody promises. Do you really expect me to believe that shite, Little
Mickey? I will this time, Big Mickey. I'll even run down to Tesco and get you something healthy, like a prawn sandwich or something
No. The Mary Rose sauce is very heavy on the cholesterol. There's too much yeast in the bread and the butter has lactose.
How about those plain rice cakes you like?
Look, I'm fine. I just had a massive feed of quinoa at lunchtime.
All right.
Just go out and have a bit of decorum, Little Mickey, you know. I tuck in that shirt or else that committee might just decide to add another candidate in your backyard going forward.
Right, I'm going. So bloody unfair.
Send Willie in, please.
Willie, the boss is looking for you. Oh, jeez, what sort of farm is he in, Michael?
Oh, crankier than ever.
Oh, by the kid. Poor old fella doesn't know what he's in for.
Hello, Michal, you were looking for me.
Did I hear you on Sean O'Rourke last week? I told you not to go near the radio, Willie.
Sorry.
Over the desk now and pull the pants down.
No.
Six
no.
of the best going
forward. The proposed strike at Aer Lingus is a disgrace. And the demands for a huge pension are outlandish by SIPTU. Who do they think they are? Politicians. We'll have more after the break.
Listen back to Callan's Kicks on the radio player while we in Labour hold Fine Gael to account, except for Shatter, Riley, Hogan, the guards, Pat Rabbit.
Oh, God, you are the Taoiseach Inda. You can bring these fellas into line. Shatter, Riley, Hogan. I will... Oh, God, why did it have to be them? They saved my hide against that fearsome foe, Richard Bruton. I've got to do something, though. I am the powerhouse. Oh, come on, Fionnuala, pick up the phone. Jesus. If she doesn't, I'll have to figure it out for myself.
You're connected.
Oh, God. Don't panic, Inda. Don't panic. Breathe. I know. Sure, Howlin' and Noonan will finish off Dicey Riley. They're already undermining his health reforms and that insurance yoke that I don't quite follow. There's no need for me to involve myself in that unpleasantness. Good man, Noonan. Now, let me deal with Hogan. I'm sure he'll understand. I am the boss after all. Hello, Finn.
Stop that, girls. That tickles me. Yeah, what is it, Inda?
Just wondering if you could pop your head into my office for 5 minutes. What are you...
Fuck off, Inda. I'm on my lunch break here in Dubai, checking out the facilities for Paddy's Day.
Phil, listen to me now. I'm the boss.
Sorry, Inda. Hold on a second there, Inda.
It's so big, Phil.
Sorry to disturb you there, Phil. Enjoy yourself. I'll talk to you when you get back. Oh, Vic, this is hard. Right, who's next? Shatter. Maybe I'll leave him till after lunch. I'll
just take a quick power nap and then work up to it in the afternoon. Good genie!
Taoiseach, you called.
Who did you?
Was there something you wanted to say to me?
Yes, there actually was, Alan.
Go on.
It's just, it's...
Yes?
You're up far too early. I mean, arriving to the desk at 5:30 every morning, it puts pressure on the other ministers. Would you never think of a lie-in, for goodness sake?
It's important that I avoid contact with the direct sunlight, Taoiseach, and besides, I... You rest now, old man. Don't mind me. If you really need to scold the minister, let's take Richard Bruton out for his annual kick around during the Ardesh.
Must kick Richard Bruton.
Over the bear legs.
Okay, we're back. Now, of course, if you've no hope of winning an Oscar, you can pay 60 quid to have that Irish movie or TV show that was watched by dozens entered into the Paddy BAFTAs, or to give it the official title, the Iffies. The show is now 11 years old and has the same mental age. And now with the nominations for this year's Iffies, it's Ray Darcy and Matt Cooper.
All right, thank you. All right, yep.
Hello, this is such a great honour, isn't it?
Okay, here are the nominations for the Iffy for Best Irish Film You Never Heard Of. The Stag, the hilarious story of a stag gone wrong. So, basically, it's The Hangover, but 5 years too late, in Ireland and without any budget. The next nomination, The Hen. It's the stag, but with the girls. And also, Jesus Wept and Christ on a Bike. Matt?
Thanks, Raymond. Now the nominations for Best Actor Who Agreed to Show Up are Liam Cunningham for Coming for the Free Drink.
Well done.
Brendan Gleeson for Not Leaving After the Star Hurt.
Fair play.
Donald Gleeson for agreeing to hang on for half an hour after his father leaves in case either of the wins. Michael Fassbender for Pretending to Care.
Fair play, well done. The nominations for Best Actress Currently Not Working are the one who had more than one line in Love Hate.
Oh.
The one who is so pregnant nobody will hire her. Oh. And the one who used to be in The Clinic but is now in A Clinic. Best of luck, everyone, in the Iffies.
And finally, the Lifetime Achievement Iffy goes to a much-loved national treasure who recently received bad news.
And our thanks to Jemison for sponsoring the film festival. How else would we get through all of those sad Irish films starring A.B. Huberman, which will never get a release, without a huge vat of whiskey?
I like whiskey.
Okay, Jenny, time to go home on the bicycle.
Woo-hoo.
Let's go.
I'm the king of the world.
Stop it,
you,
Matt.
You love me.
Matt.
You really love me.
Come on home now. Hi, I'm Paul O'Connell. An advertisement featuring myself has been withdrawn for being misleading. The ad falsely stated that the Irish pack had enough energy to dominate the English, and that the forward and back lines would have had enough power between them to bring home both the Triple Crown and the Grand Slam. We now apologise for misleading the public and admit that not nearly enough electricity had been generated by the team as a whole. I will now flagellate myself.
Welcome back. Now, the Scottish referendum takes place in September, and Gerry Adams, you have recently been calling for a referendum on a united Ireland.
Well, it's what we fought for the last 40 years, with respect.
But, of course, thousands died in the Northern Troubles, whereas in Scotland, the road to settling the national question with a referendum there has been entirely peaceful.
Oh, well, that's not strictly true, Sean. I know for a fact that a man in Glasgow got a box in the mouth a couple of years ago for suggesting a referendum.
Jerry.
Well, another man, and this was horrific. He was called names. He was spat on in Inverness for saying that he thought...
It's not really working for you, Jerry Adams.
If you'd let me finish, look at Celtic and Rangers. That hasn't been all smooth sailing.
Not
for...
working for you.
Well, don't forget the Scottish National Liberation Army, Sean. No.
I think there was only three three of them in it. The fact is, Republicans have engaged in a campaign in the north, which, as Scotland is proving, was utterly unnecessary.
Well, Sean, there's no use at pointing the finger at the IRA because...
not again.
Because we're all to blame.
Yeah.
We're all to blame. Okay.
What's the matter, sir? You haven't touched your eggy soldiers.
I'm writing my poem on the unrest in Ukraine. Trying to rhyme Yanukovych and Timoshenko is very trying.
Anyway, speaking of Yanukovych, did you see his house in the newspapers, Mr.
President? Yes, what a trophy for rampant vulgarity.
Wasn't it only gorgeous?
What?
And I was thinking, what has Yanukovych got that we haven't?
Nothing. It was grotesque.
Now, at first I thought ostriches, but technically we have ostriches too, seeing as how we're beside the zoo and all. And then I realised what it was.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
Decking.
Decking?
Decking. He is a lovely bit of decking out front, and yet you walk out of this place and you're straight onto gravel and then grass. We haven't even got a bit of a patio.
Kevin!
So I was thinking we should remodel the whole front of the Oars in the Ukrainian rustic style.
No!
Throw in a bit of decking.
Kevin, I will not allow anyone to meddle with the facade of the Oars.
Yeah, I think it might be a little bit late for that, sir.
There are years of tradition and elegance in this building, Kevin. It reflects my very soul, and you would obliterate it with decking.
Ah, there's your muse back now, sir.
What?
I knew it wouldn't take much to do it, Mr. President.
Oh, Kevin, you are such a tease.
I know.
Oh, you really know how to press my buttons, don't you?
I have magic fingers. Now, it's your turn to hide.
Great. Splendid. Now, where can I go?
Off you go.
Oh, let me think.
Of course, you had some decking you could hide under that.
I heard that, Kevin. Oh, you rascal.
Now, okay, yeah, here we are. Our final nomination for the Best Picture goes to this true story of a broken people who are forced to work long hours under the sinister gaze of a wealthy landowner. 12 years a nurse is a real tearjerker, and I'd give my soul to see you win the Oscar if I hadn't already given it to Bono to buy shares on Facebook. 12 years a nurse.
They dreamed of help. They dreamed of freedom.
I haven't had an hour off since Halloween.
You there with the heart attack! Back into that cardboard box. There's fellas here since Tuesday queuing in a skip outside to get into any.
One man fighting for the rights of the downtrodden.
Liam Dorn of the INO. Look at you.
Well, it's not about the money, it's about the pay and jobs and conditions for the nurses.
But he's up against the owner of a massive plantation with little sympathy for the pain.
Get back to work, you useless nurses. Double shifts for all of you. You over there, are you a new nurse? Half pay for you, darling.
12 years a nurse. The extraordinary true story. Out now in cinemas everywhere.
No, it's just in a Bal Brigan.
Welcome to the works with me, John Kelly, because in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. This week I took to the M6 Arts Corridor to Galway as part of my cultural tour of Ireland. As I drove in my 1956 Chevrolet towards Athlone, it of course began to rain once I crossed the Shannon. But happily it only took me 2 hours to reach the outskirts of Galway City. Sadly, the journey from the outskirts into the city took a further 2 hours. Of course, I'd heard the phenomenon known as Rag Week, presumably in reference to what students' parents had to wear after paying for their kids to go to college. On Abbeygate Street, people inexplicably dressed in the Donegal colours did a kind of flash mob, pretending to crush each other in an attempt to storm some woefully inadequate nightclub, much like the Greeks at the gates of Troy. As they screamed and vomited, I was transported to an existential bacchanalian world of pre-Celtic hedonism, a shamanistic ritual that tied us to our ancestors. Art was everywhere in this place. I returned to my Chevy, which had been shorn of its wheels and was now on concrete blocks. I smiled wryly to myself. Even my car had been transformed into a work of art. I then realized that Galway was in safe hands as I began the long unicycle back to the capital, through mounds of carefully placed Supermax containers. A tutelaire, Miss Chesame.
Hello
there, and a very good morning to you.
Hello.
I'm joined this morning by Fintan O'Toole of the Irish Times to review the papers. You're very welcome, Fintan. What caught your eye today?
Good morning, Marion. Well, the Sunday Times leads with a fascinating...
Yes, of course, that awful case that has been all over the papers recently.
Yes.
And I tell you, your heart would just go out to the family at the centre. But anyway, more on that later.
Can I just go through the...
What else, Fintan?
Okay, well, the Observer leads with another story about the dreadful situation
another
in...
part of the world altogether. I tell you,
yes, but
people have been dying there in terrifying numbers recently. What people do to each other, it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon, I'm afraid to say. Next, Fintan.
Can we just be a bit more specific on the stories, Marion? I just want to...
I said next, Fintan.
The Sunday Business Post has a fascinating story about property prices.
Well, you really have to wonder, are we going to start that whole crazy cycle of buying and selling properties in this country all over again? I'm sure we'll hear a wide range of opinions on that one as well.
Marion,
anything else, Fintan?
I would just really like to tell people what the actual story is.
Move on to Lucinda, Fintan. There's herself on the front again.
Yes, Lucinda Creighton, and I think explore the actual reason behind it.
And she's given another very revealing interview on Told.
Yes.
Although I haven't actually had time to read it.
I have.
Maybe we'll hear more on that later.
If we're going to review the papers, we should actually give some information, Marion.
Now, the tabloids.
Oh, for God.
A few bits and bobs here and there, you know yourself. That
no,
type of thing wouldn't interest me personally. But, God, you know, you'd miss the Sunday Tribune.
I really think it's important to analyse the tabloid press because of the zeitgeist
of
the...
Right, okay, relax, Fintan, relax.
Conscience of the proletariat.
The red tops, as requested, all leading with pictures of that soap actress in the UK who's been in so much trouble
recently. Who is it?
Her name escapes me for the moment.
Who?
But you know the one I mean.
Well, tell us who, Marion.
The one who's been all over the place in the past few days, looking very much the worse for wear, it has to be said. Now, with the time coming up to 10:15, I have to take a break.
No,
until Easter. You'll fill in for me, Fintan, won't you? Taxi to Rowley's, please. Taxi to Rowley's.
Disgrace.
Shut up, Fintan.
Anyway, now that she's gone, maybe we can review the actual...
Don't touch those papers, Fintan.
Ow.
And ladies and gentlemen, the winner is... Alan Shatter!
Oh, thank you so much. I can't believe I'm still here. I'd like to thank the Academy, the Garda Training Academy, churning out blind eyes and deaf ears. I couldn't have done it without you, or without the help of WeHab, or the strike, or St. Patrick's Day holidays, the Ardèche, and the puny attention span of the media. I do love you all. See you all next week. I'll still be here. But you won't see me. Goodbye, kickers. Oh, yeah.
Collins!